Thanksgiving week is upon us, just a couple of days away before we're going to be carving up the bird in South Carolina. Commissioner of Agriculture Hugh Weathers is here to tell us more about the things he is thankful for this year, and I'm sure if you're like me, you've got plenty of them.
You know we do, and what a year to stop and focus on what you have to be thankful for in spite of all the challenges that seem to face us. What, as a country, as a state, and families, and individually, but it is Thanksgiving and one of my favorite holidays of the year because that's what we're due. We focus on our thanks, and it's not quite as much hustle and bustle as what we'll have next month and Christmas and New Year's, so but a good time to stop and really thank our farmers for what they do for us. Every year to provide for great meals that we have, and especially this week, we're going to have a great one centered around turkey and the other things that come with it. Just a nice time to slow down just a little bit. Maybe got to do it differently. Mm-hmm. Can't have those big gatherings without the masks.
Right.
So we want to try to help slow this spread of this virus down the best way we can, but still stop and be thankful.
And you bring up an excellent point there, Commissioner, that a lot of folks probably are going to be gathering in smaller groups. I know my wife and I are going to be celebrating, unlike most years, we're going to be celebrating at home by ourselves. May have some of our kids come over some later, but not the big family gathering that we're used to having, and a lot of folks are having to be really careful this year. And one of the options I know that folks have along those lines is that instead of having to go out perhaps and shop for all of that the paraphernalia and the great food, it can be delivered right to their door.
Well, that it can. So many options for us now, so many conveniences, and our farmers have responded to that with, seems like we were looking that folks wanted maybe a smaller bird this year, a smaller turkey. A lot of folks interested in some of the heritage breeds of the turkeys that are grown by some smaller farmers in South Carolina. So plenty of options, including how it gets to you. So, with all of the ways that we can get our food, that's just one more example of how the production and processing and management of food in this country is something that we should never take for granted. And as we learned through the pandemic, we can't take it for granted. But here at Thanksgiving week, I think all of those options will be available. And just one more thing to give thanks for.
That's right. And I think it's worth noting, turkeys are a pretty big business in South Carolina.
That they are. You know, turkeys being a part of our poultry segment of agriculture, one of our largest commodities in the state in the livestock sector. So just want to, you know, be thankful for the impact it has on our economy as well. Not quite thinking about that on Thanksgiving. You just enjoying the way that bird and dressing or stuffing taste of the sweet potatoes. Not thinking about the economic impact, but it's something to be mindful of.
Commissioner, anything you'd like to add?
Just wishing everyone a happy and safe Thanksgiving, and probably more emphasis on the safe this year with this virus that we still got to get under control. So just a little bit of sacrifice that we may all have to make, but not too much to ask to try to get our world back to a place that we are more accustomed to. So happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
Absolutely. And as well from all of us here at the Southern Farm Network, have yourself a very happy Thanksgiving.